Okay, before we go weiter in the Yonim that we briefly touched upon at the end of Shia, just throwing out some of those questions, I want to go back to something we discussed in the beginning of Shia yesterday, and that is Negea, sort of the quote that I was having for Abraham. Well, we were claiming more about that's Rashi, that what is it that, if you Rashi, that the site of Rabbi Kiva is because of Bittel Diburai, and that's why it's Shayach even on Kol Shehu. So the question is, what do the Chachamim hold? Why do the Chachamim argue? So yesterday we discussed that two possibilities, but that's the Chachamim. Is it the Chachamim hold that the Chachamim also working with Bittel Diburai? Narvas, they hold that the Stam Das is for a Kazayas, because that's the Sher Achila of the Torah. He makes a shvui, he's modeling the Torah, and therefore he means the Kazayas. But about the also might that it's telling the Bittel Diburai, the side of this shvui is that he's been Vatel Diburai. But the Dibur was a Kazayas. Or no, the Chacham hold that the side of shvui is you created an Isser. Now, all these Surah Torah, the Shir is a Kazayas. The reason why the Shir by shvui is a Kazayas is no different than the Shir Kazayas of Nevela. That's the two possibilities we discussed in Rashi. Lashonis of Rashi were more mashma to me that the Chacham hold that it's totally, it's also telling Bittel Diburai. Narvas, he goofa means the Kazayas. Now, in Taisus, Grady you could clear, because we brought up again Taisus that Claire is, we more wanted to say to Rabbi Kiva, So the question was that I know we'll leave Taisus now. Leave Taisus now. So Rabbi Abraham this morning showed me that in the Rimagash and in the Meiri, there are mashmayis in that Akapanim Lefi V'Chachamim. It's not totally in the Bittel Dibur, and it's not so clear 100% is that good for the Machlaikis. Well, there's a sad to say that's good for the Machlaikis, we're keeping Rabban. We keep saying it's totally in the Bittel Dibur, therefore, we say it's a Kol Shehu because that's his Kavana. And the Rabbanan say it's totally in Kazayas because they hold it that no, you created an Isser, and the Isser, the Shir is always the Kazayas. So Akapanim in the Meiri and the Rimagash, Lefida Chom and the Riz is certainly such a sad. What's not so clear is in the Rimagash is what does Rav Kiva hold, and the Meiri it's not so clear even what the Chom hold. As I'll show you, as you'll see in a minute. Now in Rimagash is like this on Chafal from Beis. Atashema, the Amru Loyder of Akiva, Hechemetzinu, Ba'echel Kolshu Shechayim, Pirish, Sharekoli Surin Shabatayra, Ha'echel Oysam, Einechayim, Elach Yechel Mem Kazayas. So he's coming to explain the Shita of the Chamim. Why is it a Kazayas? He explains because in Kol Tarakula, Ha'echel Oysam, Einechayim, Elach Yechel Mem Kazayas, Vizeh, Kivon Shenishba, Al Kikar Zeh, Shaloyach Lena, Nasis Olav Isura. So Rav Magash says, when you asked a Kika B'Shvua, so you created an Isser. You created an Isser. Mamela the shares of Kazayas, Chim Shekain, Amay Machayav Al B'Kol Shu. So in other words, clear that in Rav Magash, Akapanim in the Chachamim, the Taina of the Chachamim is, that you create an Isser. And once you create an Isser, Mimela, the shear of all Yisuri, Hatayra, is a Kazayas. So, no, it's not that the Chum hold that it's only Bittel Dibur, but your Bittel Dibur is a Kazayas. Rather, you create an Isser, and the shear of Kol Yisuri, Meshavatayra, is Kazayas. Now, in the Rimagash, it's not so clear. What does Rav Kiva hold? Because there's later on when the, later on in the Rimagash, in the Moshe Shmuel edition, at page Mem Tes, the Ramas Oibistam, a leader of Akiva, in the Gemara, the next Gemara about Enes Chaliser, that Gemara, we say, Rav Shlokish says, Bistam, a leader of Akiva, the Omer Adam Oiser, and Afshe Bekolshu. Says Rimagash, Kalaimer, Vafa Pisha Nishba Stam, Amdina Ladaite, Shaiser Atzma, Philu Bachas Mikashir. So Amdina Daite. So he's saying clearly that according to Rabbi Akiva, the pshat is that you meant to answer even a kolshul. That's why the shir is a kolshul, because you meant to answer even a kolshul. The truth is, I'm thinking right now that it doesn't necessarily mean that Rabbi Akiva holds a bit that he says al bitul diburay. It could be that he holds, also he holds that he's creating an isser. But Rabbi Akiva holds that the isser that you created is a isser of kolshu. In other words, in the Rimagash, it could be both Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan don't go with Rashi's aside of bitul dibure. The side is the side of the Isser is that you be mevatli diburay, and the chum was clear that you're creating an Isser, and that's why the share is a kazayas. In Rabbi Akiva, he seems to be saying, he says that amdina daite, that you meant to ask even a kolshu. So therefore, though, it could be. So why are you chai for kolshu? Not necessarily because of bitul diburay. Maybe he holds that you have the koyach to dictate the terms of the Isser. And therefore, if you said you want to ask him a kolshu, therefore kolshu is Isser.
Akiva doesn't hold a mefarish kibayin.
What?
Why does Rabbi Akiva not just say that stam is also kibayin? The Gemara later on, where he mentioned yesterday, says mefarish kibayin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, why not just say that Stam is also Kaveri? Stam is Das, is that even Kosher is
Kosher. Even according to Rashi, his Stam Das was on Kosher, right? Why are you asking now Daphne and Magash?
Why can't it be that you're creating a different essence? Just, why can't it be that according to Rabbi Akiva, since his Das is a Kosher, then he's being mashed with Kosher as a Kaveri?
So again, what's your kash? Is that what the Gemara should have said?
The way Rebbe is explaining Rebbe Akiva, you're creating a whole.
You create an Isser of a kosher, no?
Why does Rebbe need to say that? Why not just say the same thing the Gemara says? Well, according to Chachamim, how do you ask a kosher? Because Mefarish Kibbutz. So according to Akiva, it's the same thing. Just that.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying the lashon of the Rimagash, he didn't throw that in. So I have to think about it. I hear what you're saying, but the lashon of Rimagash doesn't say that. But we have to think about it. Now, okay, there's something else in the Rimagash which I don't want to go into, where he says a different svara for Akiva. You learn out mefarish. Hoyol, like the Gemara says, Hoyol the Mefarish Kolshu, so Stam is also Kolshu. Seems to be an issue whether you learn out Stam from Mefarish. Okay, that's Nirim Magash. Now the Meiri on the Mishnah also seems to say like Nirim Magash, at least B'das Chachamim, and he says, like this, I'll read it to you. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. The Miri was on the first place. The Miri on the Gemara, Chaf Aleph and Beis. Miri Chaf Aleph and Beis. Miri Chaf Aleph and Beis like this. Rabbi Yarmi Mishnah Shanishba Al Davar Shlo Yechlenu Oishli Yechlen Menu Ein Echay Bachilase Malkus B'Meiz Ekar B'Mshayge At Sheyechlen Menu Kizayis Shein B'Chati Chazu Chumra Yisera Al Shari Yisurim. The Chati the Isser the Shvua is not worse than the other Isser. Shekula B'Kizayis. The Makis of the carbon. Okay? Shakul Makzayis. He's saying that the Shvuah is no different than other Yisroel. It sounds like the site is that you were made in this. And remember, the Shir is Kazayis. But in the Mishnah, though, when he explains Rebbe Akiva, he says, Shemom HaShvuah Shlaich HaVach HaKol Shu Chayim Apish HaShar Yisroel Ein Shur Nel B'Kazayis. Is no. Here he does say Rashi Beferish. Mishum Bittel Diburehu Mischayev Harei Af Bechol Shehu Nimsa Mavatel Dibure. Divir Rabbi Akiva. Chomim Saivrin. So Rabbi Akiva is saying I'll bit the burlak Rashi. That's why the Shir is a Kol Shehu, not a Kazayis. Chomim Saivrin. Shleim Etzino Oichel Kol Shehu Mischayev. The ain't can bitl davar. She ain't achilas kol shu kriya achila klal. So the Chum is saying, in other words, here it's a little sticky, because in the Gemara he explains the feet of Chumim that the reason why the share is a kazayis is needed to have a kol tarakula and kol tarakula the share is a kazayis. So but here also the share is kazayis. That sounds like the Rimagash. At least the feet of Chumim you're creating an iser. Nisra Achila, the male you create Nisra Achila, what's the share of Nisra Achila? Kazayis, like Nevela and everything else. But the Meiri, when he explains Rebbe Akiva is Alvit Liburai, then when he comes to explain the Chamim, so what he could have said was, what do you mean? The Chamim says it's not totally Bittel Diburai. The Yisrael of Shvu is not Bittel Diburai. That's why it's not totally in the Kol Shu. Because he created Nisr, and Nisr is Kazayis. That's what I would have written on the Mishnah after what I wrote on the Gemara. I know I wrote the Mishnah first, yeah. But the Miri says, Nechamim, Chamim Saivim, Shleim Etzinu, Oichel Kol Shu Mischayiv, Ve'en Kam Bittel Davar, Bittel Dibur Mestam, She'en Achilas Kol Shu Kruya Achila Klal, that since Achilas Kol Shu is not called Achila, so Meila, there's no Bittel Dibur. That means, when he's coming to explain the Chamim, he's explaining the Chamim within the system of Rabbi Akiva. He's explaining the Chamim on Rabbi Akiva's turf, that Isser is al Bittel Dibur, and still he's saying there's no problem Bittel Dibur because the Achil is always because Kazayis. Just 1 second. Okay, sorry. Okay, fine. So that was that point that we discussed yesterday, whether or not the Yisrael Chamim is... Whether the Yisrael Chamim is out... why the Shir is Kazayis? Is that because of they hold that the Bittel Dibur is a Kazayis, because that's what he meant. Or they hold that, no, the Yisrael of Kazayis is because Shvua, you create an Isser, and Mela, it's totally in the Shir of all Yisurim. And that's why the Chum hold the Shir is a Kazayis. Now, okay, so yesterday we barely started the next Gemara. Just when the Gemara discusses again, we're trying to figure out whether Reb Shimon, whether Reb Akiva, it says Kol Shu, is that totally in Reb Shimon that holds that Kol Tarkul the Shir is Kol Shu? Or no, it's Shvu is different because Mefarish is Chai B'Kol Shu and Stama also. So Gemara brought down the Mishnah later. Shvu Shleich of Achol Neveil Zatreifis Shkatzer Masa. According to Tanakam Yechayev, even though the Shkatz and Ramasim were already Aser, still Yechayi for the Shvuah. Reb Shimon Paiter. Reb Shimon Paiter. Says Rashi. Reb Shimon, so we have Mechlegas Tatanakam, Reb Shimon, whether or not Yechayiv on the Shvuah on Mechalas Asuras. And that Gemara has a whole problem with the Chamim. Why the Chamim hold Yechayiv? It's Mujbav Oymin Vaharasina. Avinaba, Amai Mujbav Vaharasina you. And we have two trutzim. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, Dhamma Tavai, Mekal, Dvar Masur. Rabbi Shmuel answered that Tanakama is talking about that is an Issachayil, that besides the Shukatzim and Masim, you're also answering other things. The male is no problem with Mujbah and Marasinai. Rish Lakish says, no, it's talking about either Mefarish Chatzi Shir, according to the Tanakama, according to the Chum of our Mishnah, or Bistam, Lir Kiva, that you're always answering a Kol Shu, and Mela, since you're only answering a Kol Shu, the Shu is on a Kol Shu, so Mela is no problem, Mujmah and Marasinai. Because on a Chatzi Shir, Rish Lakish, at least certainly Shatasi holds that Chatzi Shir is Mutim and Atayra. Chatzi Shir is Mutim and Atayra. So you're not considered Mujmah and Marasinai, Chatzi Shir, and therefore the Shvua could be Chah. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Chayev Korban Shvuah. Shim Paiter. Why? Shari Mushm V'ayim Marasinai al Nevelis. Ve'en Hash Ein Shvuah Chala al Mitzvah Kedul Kama. So this is very interesting. So Rashi, in explaining Rav Shimon who patters, which is the Chayra, like the Gemara's Kashin on the Chamin, so Rashi says, because Mujbavayim Varasinai. There was Al Gufa, the time the Gemara is going to ask on the Chamim, Rabbi Shimon holds that there's a problem. The problem, the reason why you potter in the Shavuot is because you're Mujbavayim Varasinai. Says Rashi, what's the problem being Mujbavayim Varasinai? Zok Rashi, you're Mujbavayim it, ve'ein Shavuot Chal al Mitzvah. Ein Shavuot Chal al Mitzvah. So Rashi says, Rashi told us Mujmah V'ayimit, and then Rashi said, but Lamaisis, what's the problem with Mujmah V'ayimit? The problem with Mujmah V'ayimit is the Mishnah later. The Mishnah later says that a Shvu is not Chal on a Mitzvah. Mishnah Chav Zayin, the Mechlekes Tanakam, Yudim and Meseira, and Mekayim, Vlakiyim, Potter, Hoyidin, like Yudim and Meseira, it's called V'chaymer, that if you Mujmah, certainly it should be Chal. The Gemara says, Amalai. So there's a problem of Lavahain. There's a problem of Lavahain. It's not Issa, but Lavahain. Right? If you can't make a Shvua to be Mvatal the Mitzvah, if you can't make a Shvua to Mekayim the Mitzvah. So says Rashi, and that's why it's clear in this Rashi, as it was clear in Rashi and Avdalid, that the Mishnah, we discussed this earlier on, that the Mishnah on the Chav Zayin is not only talking about Nishbal Kayim Mitzvah Say, but it's even talking about the Kayim Mitzvah Laisah Say. And the din, the Elfinet Hanakama, a Shvuah is not Chal Kayim Mitzvah, is Bain the Kim Asay, Bain the Kim Laisah Say. Not like Taisvis on Chav Zayin, who says that Rehud ben Meseira is Maida by Elois HaSeh. And Taisvis says, on Chav Zayin, Levon Nira, the Maida ben Nishbash Lelechel Nevela v'Ochal, the Potter. Why? The Ein Isser Chal Isser. So the even Rabbi Yehuda Meseir, it says you can be nishbal kaimis and mitzvah, that's nafka mitzvahs asay. But a lois asay, the kaimis is lois asay, then we say that no, ain't this a chaliser. Ula'el nami parach, gabi nevela, mujbavay marasinai, our gemara. I mean, same gemara chav gimel, but our gemara. Mujbavay marasinai, mashmut lekam and the poly. Everyone holds mujbavay is a problem, mujbavay marasinai. That means even Rehuda Meseir is a problem. that to make a shvua l'kai mitzvah license say is a problem of mushbavayim and marasinai. Elamai, why? Ayud Maseri says you can make a shvua l'kai mitzvah. There it is. That's nafka by nasei. By loisa say is a problem of ein iser chal al iser. And so why is that say different? So Kais is there, we're doing a special pasuk. The David HaMelech said, Nishbati v'kayim, the Gemara in Darim Dav Ches says, that Menayim shen Nishbarim, kayim is a mitzvah, shenem Nishbati v'kayim. That's the mark for Yudim Mesera, why Nishba, kayim mitzvah say, is chal. That's what Taisa says. This Rashi is against that. Our Rashi is saying, Beferish, that the din of the Mishnah, that Yeshua is not chal, kayim is a mitzvah, is even by Laisa say. And that's also Beferish and Rashi and Davdalid, that we Kveger and Gilian Ashas. Kveger and Gilian Ashas on Chofan Beis brought this down. The Rashi on the Abdalid, when the Gemara says that on the mission of Shvu Shalayachal Kikazu, Shvu Shalayach Lena, Vaachla, Enechai Balachas. You make a double Shvu, twice on the same Kikar, you're not going to eat it, you only chayv one. Says Rashi, "Ein chayv alachas, the machas shenishba olav, shvur rishayna, nesra olav, v'chihader shtaba, havli nishba kayim as a mitzvah." So Rashi says, "What's the problem with the second shvur? That's nishba kayim as a mitzvah. Utnan l'kamon, nishba kayim as a mitzvah v'lekiyim potter, mishvuos." Carbon. So this rash is a bit difficult, but which we're very gestelled on. But the first thing we see in Rashi is two very important things we see in this Rashi. One is again that even by Nishba Lakai and Loisasei, Rashi learns that the reason why it's not chal is because of the Mishnah of Mitzad Din of Nishba, of Shvur not being chal on mitzvahs. It's not like Taisus because of Enis Chal Iser. Rather, because it's halacha that Shvur is not chal on mitzvahs. That's point number one in this Rashi. Because Rashi explains to me why by the guy made a shvur shleich kikazeh, and then he doubled up the shvur. Again, shvur shleich kikazeh. Why only chayiv one? Says Rashi. Why? Have a nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah. Utanan l'kaman. A nishba l'kayim as a mitzvah, you're potter. So it's Rashi saying that a shvur, to makayim your shvur, is considered nishba kayim as a mitzvah, and that's why it's not chal. And that's a product of the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. The same Mishnah that the Chum say that you can't swear to mekayim mitzvah say to sit in the sukkah, you also can't swear to mekayim a mitzvah loisa say. Not like Taisus, who says that by loisa say everyone agrees that ain't issa chal lissa. Now, another point that we see in this Rashi, and this has to do with the Chakira we cleared yesterday. We said, when the Gemara says all over the place, Mushba Vayim Mahar Sinai, what does this mean? Does it, the Gemara by us, we don't have to go all over the place. The Gemara in Shavuos Chafal Fem Bay is one of those places. Mushba Vayim Mahar Sinai. Is that a special halacha in Shavuos? That you can't have a double shvur, you can't have a shvur and a shvur, or is that a din of enis chal iser, or now today we have a third side, maybe, which is Rashi. So in Taismus, so again, Gemara's Mujbayim said, they have a Shvu is not Chal on Nevela. Because Mujbayim Harasina. What is the problem of Mujbayim Harasina? Is it just the old din of Enes Chal Isser? Or is it a new halacha that a Shvu can't be Chal on Shvu? Because if you swore once, then you can't double up on a Shvu. A Shvu on a Shvu is meaningless. A special din in Shvu. Or maybe Rashi the third halacha, maybe it's just a halacha that Shvu is not chal on mitzvahs, which is we learned that from La V'Hein. You need the ability to have a La V'Hein. Okay, so it's like this. We already said Taisvis and Chav Zayin is clear that the din of Mujbavayim Marasinai is a din of Enes Chal Isser. How do I see that in Taisvis? Because Taisvis says that the Rehudim Meseir is maskim, that he can't make a shvua on Nevela. If Rehudim Meseir is maskim, he can't make a shvua on Nevela. Why? Enes Chal Isser. And he brings a raya to Rehudim Meseir is maida. What's his raya? Because the Gemara Chaf Alpha and Beis and Shvuas says that how could Shua be chal on Nevela and Yisrael is Mujbayim Harasinai? It's mashma. Everyone agrees to that, even Rebbe Mezeira. But Tais quotes the Gemara of Mujbayim and Tais explains to me why is Rebbe Mezeira masking because it's chal iser. So it's clear in Tais that the din of Mujbayim Harasinai is not a newfangled halacha. The din of Mujbayim Harasinai is just the good old Ain is a chal iser. That's a chayr very clear and unequivocal in Taisvis. It's also clear and unequivocal in the Baal Amar. Because the Baal Amar at the end of the parak discusses the various eifanim of shvuas, you know, relating to mitzvahs. So he says, like this. It's on the Flamed Heim and Aleph, Bidape Oiz Vahadar. He says like this. The Chain, Anish Blakai Mitzis Loisa, I say. The Chain, Benish Blakai Mitzis Loisa, I say. Ain all of shum einish shvua, bein b'shekayima, bein b'shabat shabitla, she'ain all of b'bitla mitzvah machmas hashvua like carbon by malchus. And he brings a raya, which is b'kveig is raya. Behind him himself malchus, and nachshav nami shvua shleichrach biyamtiv. And the Gemara says mikol chay l'shvua mujmai marasinai hu. The Gemara has yesh chayish. Carol Mechon is chayiv bunch of lavin. Gemara says, "Why don't we add a shvua?" So Gemara says, "He's mujbayim harasinai." In fact, Zakter Balmar Kloimar, the ain isa shvua chal iser hamitzvah. Why? The fish ain isa chal iser. Okay. The Balmar is mechalik between a shvua on a lois essay and a shvua to mekayim essay. A shvua on a lois essay, he said, ain is chal iser. That's mujbayim harasinai. He quotes the Gemara, mujbayim kloimar, or does it mean ain is chal iser? That's like Taisus is very clearly that the idea of mujbayim harasinai has nothing, no new chedushim over here, no new halachas over here. It's the good old, the algamein adin of ain is chal iser, whatever algamein means. And Mashenkin, he says, by Nishbil Kayim Asay, there he got a hold that it's chal for Malkus. It's just not chal for carbon, but it's chal for Malkus. We'll be talking about that as well. Okay, so we have clearly in Tur Shainim that there's nothing special, nothing unique about the din of Enisir, about the din of Mujbayim Harasinai. Now, there is also a Tshuvas HaRashba in Siman Tav Resh Tes Vav. I think we actually once had this Tshuvas HaRashba. One, I'll show it to you. Want to see it? You can see it. At the end of the tshuva, it says like this. He says, way over here. If a guy made a shvua, then he wants to make another shvua. So he says it's not chal. The second shvua is not chal because the first, he quotes Yerushalmi, but the first one is like nevela. He quoted Yerushalmi earlier. Who is going? His shvua, but chakach his neder. Because Yerushalmi says that we made a shvua. It's kilu. He made it in Nevela. Says the Rashba. But Neder Chal. But Moisef, he gives his child. He said that we discussed this once. Neder's Chal and Shvur. He's saying Neder's Chal and Shvur. The Moisef Benidroi. Ad Hashta Loy Asar Kikar Lay. Hashta. It's like Chayat Duran that Neder is Issa Chefza. And Neder's Chal and Shvur. Like Duran and Darmid Ches. That Issa Chefza is Chal and Issa Gavra. And that's why Neder's Chal and Shvur. But Neder Acher Neder. Inami shvuach and neder loy chayil. The mishar rishoyin have le gufoy shal kikar alei kinevela. Ve'ein isa chal iser. So he's saying the reason a shvuah is not chal and neder. And a shvuah, neder is not chal and neder, or shvuah not chal and neder, is because ein isa chal iser. So, right? It doesn't say because Mujmav Ayin is no halacha. He says very clearly because Ain. So he says very clearly because Ain is chalisr. So we have three Rishayim in Bukhari very clearly that the din. That a shvua is not chal l'kayim mitzvahs loisaseh, it's because the din of einis achalis. Now, kidua is a famous avnei meluim, and the tshuva is in the back of the sefer Siman Yud Beis. With avnei meluim comes to answer the prima gadim's kasha on the shach. The Prima Gadim, the Shach said that if a guy made a shvua not to eat nevela, and then he got sick, he's allowed to eat the nevela, still he doesn't have to be matin ned the shvua. So the Prima Gadim says, what do you mean? Even though ain't is a chal iser, that doesn't mean that the second iser is not chal at all. Means you're not chayy for the second iser, but even by ain't is chal iser, the second iser is chal. There's an iser. There's more iser over here. Says the Prima Gadim. So therefore, if a guy made a shvua not eating nevela, even though he's not going to be chayiv on a shvua, but there's an iser shvua. So now he's a chayil sheyesh pesakon. He has to eat the nevela, but he should be shoyl on his neder, because whatever iser he can get rid of, he has to get rid of. He should be shoyl on his neder, and therefore, I'm shoyl on the shvua. So he should be over less Yisurim. So Prim Gadim argues on the Shach. So comes along Davin Mu'am and says that no, Harais is a problem. The Gemara always says, Mujbayim Harasinai. He quotes in the Haggah in the Night Behuda in Siman Lamed Vav, the Haggah in the Behuda asks this question. Why does the Gemara always say Mujbayim Harasinai? Why doesn't the Gemara say in this Chalisr? Why bring in this newfangled idea of Mujbayim Harasinai? So, Zokta Avnei Meluim, Elamai, the Pshat is that by Mujmayim Harasinai is a new halacha. that ein shvu chal shvu. So in other words, granted that home it's mashma, besides the general din of ein shvu there's the new halacha of ein shvu chal shvu. There's an extra halacha of ein shvu chal shvu. It means once you're mushba, you can't be mushba twice. Now, and therefore, the guy swore not to eat nevela, since he's mushba in Marasinai, so the shvu is not chal b'chal. By shvur. Shvur is different than Enes Echal Esli. Shvur is not Chal B'chal. The shvur is not Chal B'chal. Now he's Chal Yesh B'zakana. He has to eat the Neveil. He doesn't have to eat. He doesn't have to eat the Neder. He doesn't have to eat the shvur. Why? Because the shvur wasn't Chal. That's the famous Avnei Melun. Now, Grada, there's a Chinuch, the Loshen of Chinuch, that I saw quoted. The Loshen Chinuch is Chinuch. Where is it here? In Mitzvah Lamed, let me try to get it quickly. He has a very interesting Loshen. He says a Loshen like this. Okay, you haven't really seen the whole piece, but Maisi says, Shoshe Mitzvah Zu. One second. En shvur chala al shvur. The neder chala ned. He explains the chil din neder shvur. He says shvur. He has an interesting idea. Kivan shenichnas ha'odom ba'atzmoi b'mechitzas hakiyum. Moshe Amarnu. Getting a little philosophical over here. What the idea of shvur is that you machnas yourself into some chiyuv. So once you went into that box of a shvur, then there's no point in going over again. You're making an isra on the chayfetz, or there he says the shaykh even more than one. You have a nether on top of a nether. We see clear in the chinuch. If we understand his philosophy exactly or not, but the Chinuch says very clearly that a shvur is not chal on a shvur, not bidei nisr chal isr. The shvur betzim. Once you're mushba, it's not shaykh to be mushba twice. So if you're the Chinuch, we can understand Avin Lulim. That why is it that a shvur, a mushba in Vaisinai, assuming that's meant to be taken seriously, that there's some type of real shvur going on over there. So then there could be an idea that now that you're making a shvur on an isser, it's really effectively what you're doing is you're making a shvur on top of another shvur. And you can't, it's not shayach, the mushba twice. Now there's Lashon of Rima Gash, which I noticed. It's also over here, Chafal from Beis. Dibra Masa Toshima, Rav Kiva, another shvur, Pita B'yayin, it goes in the Gemara before. It says like this. Avirmal Tanakam am I? Oh, I'm sorry. That's just the Dirmaska. He's on Agamar. Oitan, Shwush Lechel and Veil, sorry. Going Agamar Mamish, yeah? Shwush Lechel and Veil, the Trafis, Shkotzer Mosm, Chai, Vashim Pait, Avinaba, Tanakam, my Chai, which one Rasina you? Shwechel and Veil, the Trafis, Shkotzer Mosm. Listen to this, Rabbi Sai. You listening? I want a drum roll over here. Pirish, the Kaimalon, the Ain Shvur Chal al Shvur. The Kaimalon Masnisen. Yeah, what did Rashi say? When we asked the Kash Mujba in Marasinai, what did Rashi say? What was the problem? A Mishnah Chav Zayin. A Chav Zayin and Manalev. Your Magash said the problem is the Mishnah Chav Zayin and Beis. Rashi talks about a shvur on a mitzvah, And the Rav Magash talks about a shvua on a shvua. You hear this, Rabbi Yisai? This Rav Magash is $1 million. Even Rabbi Abram is going to have to be masked with this Rav Magash. I think whether he likes it or not. He's hiding behind the thing now. Rav Magash says, V'kayim alon de'en shvua chal shvua. And the side in the Gilyan, it says, my Gilyan. Mashma shemuz b'vayim medin ein shvua al shvua. Udleik Rashi, shepirish hafuch. But I quote a Rashi on, Rashi later, that by Rashi, by ein shvua chal shvua, Rashi says, oh, Rashi in the Dalet. Ein shvua chal shvua, Rashi says, because you muz b'vayim it, right? Okay, so this Rav Magash is very, very important. Did we have a Rishon L'chayr, a Farish Rishon, like the Avnim Meluim? That Shvua, Michal and Shvua is a whole new din. It's a whole new din. Mujer B'vayim HaRasina is a din of Ein Shvua Chal Shvua. That's maybe like the Chinuch, that a Shvua can't be Chal another Shvua. And Mela, it's not like Ein Yisachal Isser. And Mela Shach, that's the Pshat in the Shach. That the guy is a Chayl Shesh B'Sakon Ler Leinu. He doesn't have to be Shoyl on the Shvua. Why? Because the second Shvua wasn't Chal, period. It's different than in Issachal Lissa. This is a very, very important Rimagash. Now, because he's taking the Gemara very, very seriously. The Gemara says, Mujer B'vayim HaRasinai, it means because there's a Shvua. There's a Shvua HaRasinai. And ain't Shvua Chal Shvua. We have to figure out exactly where is the Shvua. Yeah, where is the Shvua? Does that mean there's a Chazon Ish has big problems with this? Because I mentioned yesterday, very briefly, that in Siman Kuf Yud Tes in Yeridaya, and also in Siman Beis in Yeridaya, it says. That if someone who's a mummer eating a veila, then though he can't swear, he's not naman, and he can't swear. Let's say here. Let me share this with you. Kuf Yates Ches Achosh Al Dab Einem Nafil B'Shvua. Yeah, says the Shach. And the Mokar of this is the Chuvas Harashba. Beis it brings down. Says the Shach Atam Shekva Choshen Hu Lava Al Shvua Shemush B'Vayim Hu Mar Sinai. So the reason why he can't swear is he's chasher on shvur. Why? Because he already was over on a shvur. Because he's mush b'vayim Mar Sinai. He was already over on a shvur. Okay, this is the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Beis Yosef brings down. The Rashba is in Siman Samach Dalet. Charles Tshuvas HaRashba, Siman Samach Dalet, right here. Says the Rashba, I feel b'shvua in Eman. Why? Shem mushba v'ayim in Har Sinai. It means a raya. Because every mummer that's eichel in the veils of Te'avain, so why the Gemara says he's not Neman on Shechitas, so why do you make him swear? So, Akapanim, now, Derech Agav, there's a bit of a problem over here. There's a Mokam Ion. Because what does he say? Shekfar, hu choshed lav al shvua al oisei dover. So, in other words, Shari Mush Moimid. Even the Rajb over here, he and there's a stress on his only Naneman to swear on the Vela. Because he's mushba vaymid Har Sinai. So he's not nema to swear. He was over on the shvuah of Har Sinai, but he's not nema on only gabi oisei davar. So that needs work to explain this Rashba. Why is, and the Shach makes a very big point about this in Yerideh Siman Beis. Answer the Taz's question over there. But the question, why is Dafka Oisei Dava? Because he's not Nemo Shvua regarding Nevela, but he is Nemo on Shvua, any other Shvua, he will be Nemo. Even though he swore falsely, he's over on the Shvua. We don't say that he's not Nemo on all Shvua. He's only not Nemo on the Shvua, Linya Nevela. This is something that needs still a little work. But the Chazon Ish comes in Lakutim, in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Chaf, I think it is, or it's Beis maybe, the Chazon Ish, it's a little funny because Zechariah, it's a Rashba, it's not a Shach, I know what he wants from the Shach, Shach is really just quoting the Rashba, but it says the Chazon Ish, what do you mean? Mujbo Emre Sinai is a Shvua? What kind of Shvua is that? What kind of Shvua is that? Says the Chazon Ish. He says, what, if a guy's over on an Isser, on every lav, shame be Maisa, he should get Malkus because of Shvua Sheker. You're telling me there's a Shvua over here, yeah? Says the Chazon Ish, so then you should be over, you should get Malkus for Shvua Sheker every time you're over an Isser, says the Chazon Ish. Again, I don't know what his problem, why he's a problem with the Shach. The Chayra, Lab al Shach, Flunaisav, El al Rashba. And since B'der Kla, we don't slug up Rishonim, I'm not really sure how to deal with that Chazon Ish. But, and also he says, he asks, what kind of, how is the Shvua Chal? You can't be Nishvil, Kayim is a mitzvah. Arei Mechuyev, from the Torah, not to eat Nevela. Good, so he swore by Har Sinai not to eat Nevela. But what taikif does that shvua have? I ain't a sechal iser, he says. So the ain't a sechal iser. So how is the shvua chal? How is that original shvua? How is it chal? Says the Chazon Ish.
Didn't someone say that was chal for a little bit?
What?
Did you already mention that Avi Mulyam says that it's chal to a small extent? It's a chal iser. Do you remember he mentioned that Avni Miluim said
that
even Ischal Isser is called to some extent?
Even is Ischal Isser?
It's called to some small extent.
But the Prima Godman says that it's Chal. Yeah, but here, so you want to say, okay, Prima Godman is saying, we'll be sure, it's Chal, and therefore, now you're even the Shvua. Okay. I mean, the truth of the matter is, we can maybe answer Kasha differently, this Kasha. And that is, so we have a problem. We have a Rimagash. Let's Chazer. Okay? Let's Chazer. Let's recap everything this last whole part. So we have a number of Rishonim that learned the Mujmal Ayim Har Sinai is just the din of Enes Chal Shvua. The Ferish Taisus in Shvua is Chav Zayin, the Ferish Baal Amar, the Ferish Shvua is Harajba. No matter of problem, steering the Rajba is over here. But the Ferish Shvua is Harajba. That's out Enes Chal Isser. No new halachas here of Mushbaim. We have, on the other hand, we have a Ferish Rima Gash that says that the din of Mujbaim is a din of Ein Shvua Chal Shvua. And we have an Amlum that says that the Nafchemina of Ein Shvua Chal Shvua, that Mujbaim is a din of Ein Shvua Chal Shvua, that's not Chal at all. And it's different than Ein Ischal is. It's different than Ein Ischal is. Now, the question is, and then we have Halach and Shulchan Aruch, that someone's chashid on the veil is not neman a shvua because it was already over on the Shavua. So that's mashma, at least, that the din of Mujbal Aymed is a din of Shavua. It might not be Muchach from there. That we'll have to see Mr. Mo tomorrow. In other words, by saying that Mujbal Aymed means a Shavua, does that necessarily follow that it's also ain't Shavua Chal Shavua? That we have to think about. Rak upon him in the Rajbo, we see clearly that Mujbal Aymed Har Sinai means a Shavua Taka, a Shavua. And we have the logical result of that would be to say that that like Rav Magash, if it's Taka Shavua, then it's Din of Ein Shavua Chal Shavua. Otherwise, why are we bringing the Shavua? It's just in his chalas. It was once we're being made that the Mujbal Aymed is a Shavua, then why are we bringing in the Shavua? What's wrong with the Isser itself? Why do we need the Shavua? If it's not in his chalas, so then you have the Isser itself without the Shavua. If the Gemara is bringing in the Shavua, logic would dictate that in Cain, the Gemara's kash is also in Shavua Chal Shavua, like that in Luim. But then the question is, if it's mashma, now the question is there, when we say that the side of the Gemara's kash ain't Shavua Chal Shavua, so what happened to Ein Shavua Chal Shavua? Then we have the Chazish's question. That how could the Shavua and Har Sinai be Chal and I ain't a Sechal Lisser? So the question is, when the Gemara is saying ain't Shavua Chal Shavua, are we saying like that Amnum, there's an extra din of ain't Shavua Chal Shavua? But really, there's also ain't a Sechal Lisser, or saying that no, maybe there is no Svar of ain't a Sechal Lisser over there. So here, this brings us the question that I think I had a discussion with Yossi about this. Maybe the last night that I at least was in Marbach Ziv. And that's really a question, a very, very important question, which afterwards I saw that Rabbi Chanan asked this question to his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon. And the question is, if Dafke B'das Rashi, if we're learning in Rashi that the Akpam L'fir Rabbi Kiva, that the Yisoid, maybe in the Rabbanon, Mashita Si, that the side of Shavua is the Bittul Diburai. So, Kain, the question is, should there be a problem of an Issach HaLisser? In other words, the guy makes a Shavua not eating a Veila, right? So the question is, there are two different things, Lagamri. Over here is a Bittul Dibur. By the Shavua is the bittul of your dibur. By eating the thing that you said you're not going to eat, you're being bottle of your dibur. It's not a problem with the etzem thing that you're doing. It's just that I did. You're eating this, you're being bottle of dibur. The isser is in the bittul of dibur. Hashenki the nevela, the isser is the nevela. So is it possible that there should be a problem of einis or chal isser in such a situation? So Rabbi Chanan, Kovetz Shurim, Chelik Beis, on the Shev Shmaitza. One second. Rabbi Chanan asked this question to his Rebbe, and he said, like this. He has very, very interesting mashal for this. Why there shouldn't be a problem in his chalitzer. He says like this. He says, his pashtus, the isser is, not the etzemaisa, it's just that you mustn't have to be lavra on your dibur. The achal devara, this is mimechal your dibur. He gives a very nice mashal. The question is, keep it abeng. Your father tells you not to eat nevela. Are you over on the mitzvah of kibbut avein? Do we say, no, and it's chalisser. It's already also anyway, and it's chalisser. Says Rabbi Chanan, Misvara, there's no problem in Ischal Isser.
What about Divrei Rav?
What about it? Your father's not telling you. Your father's not telling you to eat the nevela. Your father's telling you not to eat the nevela.
Oh, and you do.
Divrei Rav and Divrei Talmud are in sync.
I thought Rabbi said the other way. Sorry.
No. The father tells you not to eat nevela. Okay. So the question is, do we say that the mitzvah kibbutz avim is chal or not? So he says, Pasha, he said, you would say in his chalisser. Because here is the isser is not to eat an avela. And here, the yavachiv, something mivachutz, to mekayim, kibbutz avim. Yes, you're not going to say in his chalisser. Okay, we might want to clarify about asay versus lois asay. Okay, that might be an issue over here also. Maybe we'll see when we get Pesach of Gimel and Beis, Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully tomorrow, we'll see that Pesach more. But the problem is that that's Rav Chanan's mashal. So Mele says, what then, by Shvua, there shouldn't be any problem in Issachar Lisser. So he asks this question, why? Because the Issa Nevela is Issa Nevela. The Issa Shvua is an Issa not being Mechel your words. That was the question that Rav Chanan asked his Rebbe Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon answered him. Says, "Sha'alti davar zeh me'eis ma'iri Rav Agar Rav Shimon hakayin shlita heishiv li sheish rayas mekama mekaynus the b'shvur hazarihi shloyase hamaisa shenish ba'ala mitzad atzmoi loy mitzad shu oivr al devara kugain in nishba shloyaychal neser all of ma'isa achila mitzad atzmoi ba'vakilu hoya kashlev ladin flam mefurish mekayir shloyaychal." As if the Torah said, "Thou shalt not eat this piece of meat." The Torah said that. The Torah says in Shokav Shimon, "Umashes the Torah b'loshal yachal devaray," because if the Torah would have to enumerate and specify every single possible ned that a person did, it would, the Torah would never end. Yeah, so Torah was a little bit concise over here, and so yachal devaray. But really, every single Isser that you create, every single Shmuel you create, you're creating an Isser. And there's a new Isser of, "Thou shalt not eat this piece of meat." That's the Isser, says Rav Shimon. And he says, there's many rayas to this. Again, Ofrani takas kapa v'raglai, even that's gaiva, but l'chayr Rashi seems to see very clearly that is the Isser. Like Rav Chanan thought when he asked his Rebbe the question. And I don't know if Shimon's rise, maybe you'll find Shimon in another place where he talks about this and see what his rise are. Like upon him to answer B'chanan's question, why is the Gemara asking a problem in Ischal? They're all assuming that it's Shalom in Ischal Isser. The Gemara is Kash Mujbavayimid. And he's asking, I, L'char, is Shimon a problem in Ischal Isser? He says, no, Elmai, Vada, you are creating an Isser, this is classic in Ischal Isser. But, if we say in Rashi, not like that, so then there's room to say that maybe in Echnami. And we'll see this, there'll be more to gain Rashi, which we didn't get to develop Shitas Rashi on this topic yet. But just the guy, that's an idea, it could be in Echnami. So before that. So what I told Yossi in Morbach Ziv was that even though the side of this is the dibur, but it doesn't mean that pshat is that I was over this or then. When I made the shvur, I'm afraid that I was over the isser. Then will be problem in ischalisa. The pshat is the Torah says this is b'machlif dibur. This is b'machlif dibur. The Torah says leyachol devaray means don't do something which is going to be machal your dibur. Don't do something which is going to be machlif your dibur. So Mela, the Isser is not to eat the meat, not because there's a problem with the meat. The Isser is not to eat the meat, because I day zeh, you're going to machal diburay. So Mela, maybe it's shayach and it's chal Isser. But Al Kaponim, it's shayach though, we have the Rav Chanan's question, that maybe there's no problem in it's chal Isser by Shavuot. Maybe Echnami, other Rabbah, because of Rav Chanan's question, that since this is Shavuot is b'machlif diburay, it has nothing to do with the food itself, the Nevela itself. So maybe there's no problem in his chalisser. That's why we have to look for new reasons. And Shvur Chal Shvur. So Dafka the Rimagash, of course, I'm waiting for Abram to jump on me. That in the Rimagash, the Chayra, that Abram is Rimagash, that it's Mashma that at least the Fida Chamim, Pashas, maybe even for Bekiva, we discussed before. So he's not going not like that. He's going that you create an Isser, and that's why the Shir is Kazai. He's not creating an Isser. So therefore, L'chaira, there should be the din of klav and Isser Chalisser should apply the Fidurim Magash Dafka even by Shvuah. And therefore, that wouldn't explain to me why the Rimagash learns Mushvayim Harasinai to mean Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah. And why does the Gemara need to do that? So then in the Rimagash, we can say the reason why we're discussing Mushvayim and Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah as opposed to Ein Isser Chal Isser is because we want to say maybe that's Rashi, that Ein Echnami, that there is no problem in Isser Chal Isser by Shvuah. Because it's Bittul Diburei. The Rimagash Pash, we can't say that. And therefore, we could just say maybe like that. The reason why the Gemara discusses the concept of Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah and Mujavayimid is because it's an Afkamina that the second Shvuah is not Chal at all. The Gemara could have asked, Ein Isser Chal Isser, but the Gemara wants to ask a better question. The Ein Shvuah Chal Shvuah, it's not Chal at all. Afkamina in the Navnim Mulim, the Shach. By Chayil Sheish Masakana. So, Akapanim, in the Rimagash itself, the Chayil, we can't say that the Ein Isser Chal Isser doesn't apply. Theoretically, we could say it. Yeah, we could say it maybe in Rashi. We'll see Mitzvah tomorrow. Why I would want to say it in Rashi. Question: can we to answer the Chazanish's question on the Shach? That how is the Shvuah Chal? The Shvuah of Harasina, how is it Chal? Ein Isser Chal Isser. So I would have liked to answer that one second. By Shvuah we say, it's Chal Isser. Shvuah, there's no problem in Chal Isser. That's why the first Shvuah is Chal. The Shvuah of Harasina is Chal. That's what I would have liked to say, answer the Chaznish's question. But then again, since we're talking about Shuvas HaRajba over here, so we have a problem, because the Rajba in Tafresh Tezvav told us that says that even by a shvuah and a neder is not chal because ain't it's a chal iser. So Kain, since the Tshuva Sarajman Simon Samach Dalid is telling me that there was a shvuah in Har Sinai, and that's why a mumer lechel nevela is considered a mumer to be over a shvuah at least loisei davar. He was over in the Shavuot, so now we have the Chazanish. So I thought I would answer Chazanish by saying that by Shavuot, there's no problem in his Chal Isser. But now, I chap that in the Rajba, we can't say that, because the Rajba's sheet is that Shavuot on a nether, there is an Ein Isser Chal Isser. Even by Shavuot, we say Ein Isser Chal Isser. Shvuah is treated like other Isurim and Ein Isser Chal Isser. Tim Kain, we really have the Chazanish's question. So how is the original Shvuah of Har Sinai, how is it Chal? I, Ein, Isser, Chal,